Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend. Very excited today. I've got a guest who's going to be with us all week long, a good friend I've known for a long time, Sister Sarah Burdick. Some of you may know her from her radio program, Notes from Above. Sister is really a mighty woman of God and a delight and one of the funniest people I know. And so I thought I'd have her on the show this week and could cheer you up first thing in the morning. Yeah. Welcome, Sister Sarah.
Well, thank you, Peter. Now it's great to be with you.
Yes.
You had me on a while ago.
I know, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
It was quite
yeah.
a while
but
ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I was delighted. I thought, oh, yeah, this will be fun.
Yeah. yeah. And so let's first talk about you. Are you the current superior?
Yes.
Of the Servants of God's
Servants
Love.
Servants of God's Love, yes.
Why don't you say something to start with just about the Servants of God's Love, what it is and...
Servants of God's Love are actually going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. There's going to be a Mass at Christ the King on July 25th, so anyone's welcome to come to that, a reception afterward. But the Servants of God's Love, we are a new religious order, really. We grew out of an ecumenical community. Mm-hmm. We are all Catholic. There was a time when we had Protestant sisters living with us, and they discerned that marriage was their vocation. And Father Frank McGrath, Monsignor Frank McGrath, God rest his soul, mm-hmm. said, look, you're all Catholic. Why don't you all be Catholic? So we discerned that because we really liked our ecumenical life together, and it was just the right way to go. So we don't have a common apostolate. That is, not everybody does the same work. We have sisters. We have a mission house in Flint. Sister Rachel, Sister Christina are working there on the east side, which is like a third world country, mm-hmm. quite honestly. And mm-hmm. any young people listening, Sister Rachel, Sister Christina are always looking for help up there. And then some of us are teachers and some write music. Some are composers, some are decomposers.
Yeah. yeah.
So, yeah.
It's wonderful.
You know, our charism really is to bring the love of God in every situation that we're mm-hmm. in. And I like to say that's impossible. Without the help of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, yeah, amen. You sisters do it well. You sisters do it well, by God's grace.
By God's grace.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Let's begin with just your own story, your own background, where you grew up, how you grew up, and how you really met the Lord.
Sure. I grew up in Jackson, Michigan. I only went to, there are 7 kids in my family, 6 boys, 1 girl. I'm sorry, the other way around. 6 girls, 1 boy, and I always say, do not feel sorry for my brother because I trained him. He's not a sissy. He's a monster.
Yeah.
I mean, he's big. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
So grew up in Jackson. My father, he was a convert to Catholicism. He was very devout. He fought in World War II, 82nd Airborne. Should have been killed at least 3 times. He was in the Battle of the Bulge. And
dad was too.
Really?
Yes, he was. 11th Armored Division.
Wow.
Patton's 3rd Army.
Oh my gosh, my uncle was in Patton's Army.
Yeah.
Maybe they, how about that? But he dove into a foxhole, and, you know, to try to protect the guy underneath him, that guy was killed. My father survived, and he said, if you get me out of this, Lord, I will follow you for the rest of my life. And he did. You know, just watching my dad growing up, Saturday mornings, he would go, I'm going to go see my friend. Well, I knew where he was going. He was going to Mass. And I said, can I come, Dad? Well, I really wanted to come because then we were going to go get donuts after Mass.
There you go.
You know, but just watching his devotion really, really inspired me. Yeah, so let's see. I can fast forward. Went to a public high school. My 2 oldest sisters went to a Catholic school. Everybody else went to a public school. I think finances was really, really an issue. But it was really, I would say, 9th grade was when I really had an encounter with Jesus, and it was at Chrysler Arena. Believe it or not, it wasn't a basketball game, although some people pray during basketball games, yeah. I suppose, right? Yeah. But David Wilkerson was there and speaking, and I had found out about it. If you haven't read Cross and the Switchblade, it's a must read. So David Wilkerson was there. I'll never forget this. And I was sitting up in the nosebleed section. Every once in a while, the Goodyear blimp would go by. I say that to people, and they go, Goodyear blimp is inside Chrysler.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
No, please, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll never forget. He said, I'm going to say something 3 times. And if you're not ready for when Jesus comes back, come down here in front of the stage and give your life to the Lord. And he said it. He said, Jesus Christ is coming again. Are you ready? And he said it two more times. Peter, I don't remember touching one step. All of a sudden, I'm down there in front of the stage, and I'm like, Lord, I want to live for you for the rest of my life. I give you everything that I am. And then David, who worked with street gangs in New York City, drug addicts and all that, he goes, he looks out at the people standing in front of the stage, and there was a lot of us, and he said, I know some of you are on drugs, and you don't need those drugs anymore. Throw them up here on the stage. Not so that he could sell them, right? Need these anymore. So I've never seen so many drugs in my life. I didn't even know what it was, but I'll never forget that experience. So, and I remember, it was an emotional experience, but I thought, this is going to stick. This is for real, So that was really a very personal encounter with Jesus.
What's your memory? How did that impact you as a high school person in your relationships with your friends?
I was kind of crazy in high school, honestly. I mean, I was on fire. So back in the day, high school started in 10th grade. So remember junior high, it used to be 7 through 9,
yeah, right? Yeah, I remember those days.
So 10th grade, I had a friend whose parents worked at, this was a Bible college right downtown in Jackson, and it was called New Tribes Bible Institute. So they would train missionaries to go out. And I mean, it was really like right down to people like, we're going to exchange gifts, we'll leave something on a tree, we'll drop something from a plane, to make contact with them. So they were training these missionaries. So my friend's mom would have these Bible studies at New Tribes Bible Institute. And I can still remember Peter walking up and down the hall and going, I'm so excited, you guys, I am so excited. And they're like, Burdick, what are you excited about? And I'm like, you got to come to this Bible study. It's really awesome. So anyway, I was a little bit crazy in high school. Crazy for the Lord, really.
Yeah.
I think by my senior year, I got a little bit tired of having to start everything. I was like, somebody else do this. Like, give me a break,
Yeah, you're a fire starter.
Yeah. So, I was kind of crazy in high school.
And then you ended up going to the University of Michigan.
Yeah, I went to the University of Michigan, and it's kind of funny. I thought, you know what, I was raised to be pretty independent. I thought, I don't need anybody. Just it's me and Jesus, and that's enough. Hmm. I found out pretty quickly that that's pretty stupid. You cannot live on your own. And even at that point in my life, I was church shopping because I was raised Catholic. But I was like, do I really believe this? That Jesus is in that little piece of bread. Come on. I don't know if I believe it. So whenever I tell my students this story over at Father Gabriel Richard, they look at me like, my gosh, our teacher's a heretic.
Yeah.
I go, don't worry, guys, I believe it now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I just thought, I don't know, so church shopping. And I remember going to these different churches and like, well, that was nice, but something's missing. Guess what
it
was?
You did that here in Ann Arbor
I did
when
that
you were a student?
Oh, yeah, here in Ann Arbor.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought something's missing. I thought, well, I love the fact that they read the Bible. And I stepped back and I thought, what's missing? It's like the Eucharist. Even though I was not firmly believing that Jesus was truly present in the Eucharist. So anyway, I remember having a conversation with Father Michael Scanlon. And I said, Father Mike, why do you believe that Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist? And then I asked him to pray with me. Would you please pray with me, that I would really believe, in my heart and soul, mind and strength, all that. And he prayed with me, and then I started thinking, there's so many people that are so much smarter than me that believe this. Well, and then you dig into the scriptures, especially in John chapter 6, I believe it because Jesus himself said it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Is that what Father Mike said to you, just out of curiosity? Do you remember what he said to you when you asked him?
I don't remember what he said, but he was just praying for grace to believe, the eyes of my soul would be open,
So when did you meet Debbie Rosenstein?
Debbie Rosenstein, yeah, okay. that was so funny. Bursley Hall.
Just for those of you who are listening, Bartlett. Debbie Rosenstein is my wife, Debbie Herbeck, and this is before I ever knew Debbie or had come to Ann Arbor. And Sister Sarah ended up having a very, very big impact on Debbie, who is Jewish.
Yes. So. And so I remember, Well, I guess I did this. People would say I did this. I would walk up and down the hall, sixth floor, Bartlett, Bursley Dormitory, out of there on North Campus, which is still there. I think the building looks exactly the same. Anyway, and I'll play my guitar or whatever. And yeah, when I found out there was a Jewish girl on my floor, I thought, I never met a Jew, except Jesus,
yeah.
You know? Anyway, so we struck up a friendship and it was really, I think the opening was sports. We both love sports. We played on an IM basketball team together. We played racquetball. She always beat me. I hated that. She always beat me at racquetball. Yeah. But anyway, but I just felt like I just need to start sharing the gospel with her. But I know that, I think she tells the story that she took a class on, it was through the English department, but they were reading the book of Romans, and she had no idea what's Romans. So she came down to my room, and she goes, do you know anything about the book of Romans? I'm like, ooh, Jesus, you are on the move. Yeah. So, yeah, she actually has that Bible that I let her borrow it, and I just gave it to her. I said, just keep this.
She takes it everywhere she goes.
Yeah,
you know?
That's great.
She gives her testimony in a lot of different places. And
yeah.
It is interesting for people who haven't grown up the way Deb did. Like for her reading Romans the first time, she's like, wait a minute, these are all Jewish people.
Exactly.
Well, I thought this was a Gentile book,
yeah.
You know, kind of thing. And so,
right.
Really? You thought that?
Yeah.
I mean, you just assume that everybody knows, and she
yeah.
didn't know. And then just a beautiful story of falling in love with Jesus and meeting the Lord powerfully. It totally transformed her. She paid a big price for it in her life. It was very,
yeah.
very challenging.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you were the key instrument at the time that the Lord used to really win her. You just had a relationship and friendship with her over time,
yeah.
and she said you guys talked a lot and you were able to help her and accompany her, and it really made the difference.
You know, I don't really take any credit for that. It's the Lord, but I think something that's very important for evangelism is relationship. You got to establish a relationship, a friendship. You can't just start preaching to people and that kind of thing. It's so, so, so important.
Yeah, and an authentic friendship
yeah.
is so powerful.
Yeah.
And it is, and just because then the guard can come down and people can trust. Can I trust
right.
this person and what
right.
this person
exactly.
is saying? Does this person even know who I am? You know, who's talking to me? And that was an amazing journey in her life. And it was just, it's interesting how the Lord writes a script, you know, writes a storyline
right.
that you never thought, you know, and thank God for David Wilkerson and your dad
no kidding,
and other
yeah.
people who impacted you and your faith grew. And yeah. and you had a missionary heart,
yeah.
which is yeah. kind of unusual. Like as a Catholic, as a young person, that was just not a thing
right.
when
exactly.
I was growing up. And yeah. none of my friends, we never thought that way, talked that way,
right.
engaged
yeah.
it till
yeah.
later in life.
So. You know, it's funny. I think Deb will tell the story that we lived in Bursley. They were showing the movie Jesus of Nazareth. And I didn't tell her the name of the movie. And it's actually not even my favorite movie anymore. I mm-hmm. love the Chosen series. But
yeah.
anyway, so I invited her to come. They were showing this movie just down the hall in a lounge. And there was a line in there that really grabbed her. And the line was, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. It was Martha speaking to Jesus. And Debbie had lost her brother in a car accident. And
yeah.
that really got her going, I think.
Yeah, it was like yeah. just God's timing, God's
yeah.
plan.
And, yeah.
Well, sister, wow, this show went by very fast, but
it
blessed
did.
Be God, you're going to be with us for the rest of the week. So friends, ask your friends to tune in tomorrow. You're going to enjoy sister's story and the wisdom that God has given her. She will share with us the rest of the week. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.